بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سيدة شارف وبلاوة شيخ تارى شيخ حضرت حسين محمد أختر ساب رحمة الله عليه فتايت الإذ دوجها كامزا أسكو حاصل نهي
دوجها كامزا أسكو حاصل نهي آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنا ہے کہ تو قابل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنا ہے کہ تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر پبانگے دہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر پبانگے دہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر پبانگے دہل بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر ببانگے دہل
بحر الفت کا کوئی کنارہ نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا. اما بعد, this beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriri Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, which is actually a beautiful bayan of Hazrat teaching us what is the value of life, and that is what a person puts in his heart. What comes in your heart, that is the value of a person. The outward things, what you wear, what you're driving, where you live, that is not your value. Your heart, as long as it is within your bosom, then you are alive. When your heart is gone, all your clothes, everything is thrown one side. And where your heart goes, what you have filled in. If you have filled, what Hazrat is saying, taking a deep sigh of regret, that how sad it is. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That people have lived the whole life, Allah Ta'ala granted us life, and for a very, very great purpose, and for a very great gift, and that is to carry the worry and the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Have I got connection with Allah, and have I got love with Allah? As we see in this world, a person got love of anything. You just got a new car and you got love for it, you just worried, or you're sitting in the masjid also, you worried, nobody must scratch my car. No, but nothing mustn't be stolen, etc. And similarly to just all other and worse, illicit love affairs, etc. A person all the time is in that chakkar, in that worry and concern. And he just can't concentrate on anything. And he is lost in this artificial world of fantasy. So that is why the friends of Allah Ta'ala, who know the object and purpose of life, and that is to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, ah, how sad, what a great sigh of grief, that is the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why we have these majalis, that the pain in their heart, they want to try and drive us towards the right way. That don't take out all the filth and dirt from our heart, that we are losing our value, and put this one pain in your heart, this one worry, that is the worry of the love of Allah Ta'ala. What am I doing? Is Allah happy with me or not? Like, you know, whatever you love, then you are worried, is my beloved happy with me or not? Whatever and worse, illicit love affairs, when a person wants to show off, and whatever his beloved wants, he wants to do it in that way. Whereas that is total myth and just a lie, a dhoka, a deception of shaitan. Because not long you caught up with somebody else, you forgot that way. So here it is the creator of love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you got this fikr and worry, then your heart will start becoming a heart. So that is what Hazrat is saying. And that is why Allah Ta'ala has created us, to get enjoyment in this world also. And the real enjoyment, the climax of enjoyment, will be in the year after. In this world the enjoyment is, as the Messiah has taught us so beautifully, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. That person who is now concerned and worried, Allah gave me my life, Allah gave me my heart, what am I feeling in this heart? Have I got the fear and worry that is Allah coming in my heart? And what is the sign of that? That am I obeying the commands of Allah or not? And only for the pleasure of Allah. So a person builds a connection, a nisbat, a connection with Allah Ta'ala, and for that, the only way Allah Ta'ala has made the system, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. That, O people, once you have recognized Allah has given you your life, you have brought Iman, you already became the friend of Allah. But now build a special connection with Allah Ta'ala, and for that you need to be in the company of the Sadiqeen, the true righteous pious servants of Allah. And we can't make enough shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here in the Mubarak Majlis of our Shaykh to learn how to get the enjoyment of this world also, and the real enjoyment of the year after. The enjoyment of this world, Mufassireen have explained in this ayat, that person who's got the fear, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. He fear the great position of Allah, that Allah is the only gracious, and Allah is my creator and sustainer.
So all the time you worry that am I pleasing Allah? And thus I will only know when I come in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So that person, when you've got this worry already, now that concern, that connection with Allah is coming in your heart, then you already got one jannat in this world by the jannatun fi dunya bihuduril mawla. All the time you are conscious and worried that is Allah Ta'ala happy with me. This presence of Allah Ta'ala in my mind, and that is where we will get this in these majalis. And then the real climax of enjoyment, بِلِقَاءِ الْمَوْلَى, when we meet Allah Rabbul Izzat in Jannat. So Hazrat says, جو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. That people are thinking they are enjoying life, they are in different types of entertainment, but that person hasn't got an inkling what is the enjoyment of life. He won't get the enjoyment in this world also, forget the real world, the real life of the year after, which is supposed to be a life of only and only total enjoyment, no grief for a second also. But Hazrat says you won't attain the enjoyment of both the world, if ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That I myself must see first of all, that Hazrat, the friends of Allah, taking a deep sigh, and this is the concern and worry of the ummah, that Allah has put in the hearts of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. And like what concern Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for the ummah was so great, and then it passed down to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and till today it will carry on in the hearts of the Sadiqeen, the Salihin, the pious servants of Allah. So Hazrat says, what a shame, what a pity, that heart who is not carrying the love of Allah, he doesn't know what's the enjoyment of life. Where is and is worse if he passes away in that way of life and falls into the disobedience of Allah, then he won't get an inkling of what is enjoyment of both the world. Then Hazrat says that, oh Allah, when you have made me understood this reality, and I must realize that I should only fill my heart with the love of Allah. And this comes as we learn in these majalis, and then taking the medicine, making our zikr, emptying our heart, La ilaha illallah, dil mera ho jaye ek meydan-e hood, that oh Allah, now empty my heart, let it be an open field, and what should be in my heart? Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Only you should be there, and only two worries you will have, and those are such worries that will remove all the worries of this world. One worry is that every moment of my life I must be in the obedience of Allah. I mustn't displease Allah for a moment. And we are human beings, we are not angels, we'll make mistakes, but the moment you make a mistake, you realize, you engage in istighfar, tawbah, and you carry on your journey towards the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then all the time, the greatest worry is, when I leave the world, I must leave with perfect and complete iman. The love of Allah must have penetrated my heart. So when Allah puts you on the spot, then you start realizing, aap chahe hame ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, you that have chosen me and brought me in this Mubarak Majlis, allowed me to come into your house. Oh Allah, you know my ins and outs, what filthy thoughts in my mind, etc. And how Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness has covered all our dirt in the body. Just prick one pin and see the dirty blood that comes out. Any hole in our body, only dirt. But Allah who has chosen us out of His kindness, this is only and only the mercy of Allah. The kindness of Allah. It's not that in the least, but I shouldn't think that I deserve to be sitting here. I deserve to be in the house of Allah. I deserve to take the name of Allah. This is only and solely the kindness of Allah, the karam of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala chose us those that are not even worthy of it. But all we have to have is that desire, that talab-e-sadiq, and this is what we will get here. We will start getting this desire that I want the love of Allah. Otherwise, Hazrat says, if you just think of your reality, warna ham chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Min ayy shayin khalaqa. Allah says, if you think of yourself, from what did you create you? Min nutfa, one dirty, filthy droplet of sperm, and you are full of filth. So how can you ever think that I'm worthy of being sitting in a Mubarak gathering, I'm worthy of being in the house of Allah, then to take the name of Allah who is totally pure. And where we will realize this, that sohbat-e-ahl-e-dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. A person who hasn't got the great favor of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala has granted him the sohbat, the company of the people of heart. In other words, everybody got heart, but a person doesn't know what is the value of a heart till you don't put the greatest wealth, and that is the love of Allah. So if you don't, you haven't put a that in your heart, so you don't have a heart. It's like we say so many times to our children, we say to some people, you don't have brains. It doesn't mean you don't have brains, you're not using your brains. And so exactly the same, we don't have heart. In other words, we haven't connected ourselves to the creator of heart. So this, you'll only get this connection when you come in the company, sohbat. You have to be in the company, the hot company of the friends of Allah, not even just listening online, etc. That is just by the way. The real sohbat is, fortunate are the brothers who have come here already, spending 40 days in the company of our Shaykh. This is a great gift of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise, Hazrat says your whole life can pass and you didn't get company, then your worry is no worry whatsoever. And your heart has got no, although you'll see such a person has got all the worries in his heart. And he's all the time in worry and stress. The Hazrat says that's no worry, because you're just filling your heart with useless worries. Fill your heart with the worry of the love of Allah. And then Hazrat says, now when you realize this, and you come into this right direction, your direction comes on, you come, as Hazrat teaches us, come onto the right lane now. It is the real time now to get connected to Allah. But if we're not in the right lane, then you will pass. The month of Ramadan will pass also. And myself, I won't even realize, did I get connection of Allah or not? So Hazrat says, and further, when you come into the right lane, you'll start realizing, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, wo meri manzil nahi. That any place where I don't find that great current of gaining the love of Allah, it can be even outwardly a gathering of deen, where there's a jalsa, etc. taking place, but you're not getting the talks of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that is not my station. It can be a station of somebody else, but my station is where I gain the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, the Ahle Dil, company of the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we can't make enough shukr. Allah has brought us here. We have to make this correct intention, open our hearts with Allah. Fill that drop of love of yours, that gham, that worry from my Shaykh into my heart. And then a person will realize that Hazrat says, be very careful. Once you come onto the lane, how will you go off the lane again? غیرِ حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. Any person who connects his heart to anybody else besides غیر, besides the truth, there is only one truth, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of truth, Allah who is an embodiment of truth, and the truth is only Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And as taught to us by our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so anything besides that you fill in your heart, then that person will never able to carry the enjoyment of the grief of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That this love of Allah Ta'ala, which the Mashaykh has termed as gham, as worry and as grief, but this is such a worry that is enjoyable. That every person is in sajda, is crying to Allah and is worried, is my sajda accepted or not? That worry, and that worry that I came to the majlis, is Allah accepting me or not? You make shukr to Allah, and you hope in the mercy of Allah, but that worry all the time, till I don't leave this world. And then a person comes to realize that this is the greatest wealth. So this wealth we only get here, and that is the wealth of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So in order to keep this wealth in a person's heart, a person should realize now, break off all your ties. In other words, anything that you're doing that distracts you from Allah. Everything else, you love everybody for the pleasure of Allah. Even your own wife, etc. Not just for your own passions and desires. Even the things Allah has given you, you make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says, aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi layla nahi, koi mahmil nahi. Yet, oh Allah, now I just want to be only yours, ya Allah. And nobody else. I'm not in that interested. Allah has put two types of desires in the heart. And this is the nature of man. One is bahi, that your passion and your desires, You want to fulfill that all the time. So much so that without realizing, even in our ibadah, Shaitan will fool us that we're doing things that I think I'm enjoying the tilawat, but people are hearing me or seeing me. So this, by all the desires, and this is why Allah has brought this majalis, the company of the Ahlullah, then the month of Ramadan, to suppress this nafs, and to bring this nafs under control, which is our greatest enemy. So Hazrat is saying, koi layla nahi. Oh Allah, I got no ulterior objective of my passions of desires, no woman in my life. Even my wife, only for your pleasure. I appreciate this is your gift. Besides that, nobody else. I learn here to control my eyes, which is the door to my heart. And the other type of desires that a person got is jahi. I want honor, I want respect, I want fame, etc. Even that I don't have. So beautifully Hazrat has put it, like in the olden days they used to travel on the camels and they used to have what is called a haudaj, that they used to sit in that caravan at the back, the human folk. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, I don't want any ulterior motive, no passions and desires of mine, no position also I want. And this can only come when we come in this majalis and we make the zikr of Allah and take the treatment and beg Allah Ta'ala to save us from all passions and desires and ulterior motives. Then Hazrat says finally that keh raha hai akhtar babange duhul behre ulfat ka koi kinara nahi. Hazrat says once you have come onto the spot, then I'm telling you, and who's saying, a great personality who's got experience in the love of Allah from his youth, prime youth in the company of the friends of Allah, and he says, so to say, I'm knocking the drum to announce that everybody listen attentively that this ocean of the love of Allah has got no shore. The more you come into the ocean of the love of Allah, every majlis, it might be the same things you hear, but you see it's more enjoyable. If you come with an open heart, and as Allah Ta'ala's love comes in the heart, then see the enjoyment, then you realize and understand what is the enjoyment of the tilawat, the enjoyment of the month of Ramadan Sharif. Our mouths will be really watering for this. Allah give me and all of us correct understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. Hazrat Ami Rahmatullahi writes about fasting. Fasting like zakat and salah is a fundamental institution in Islam. The farz fasting is a practice of vital importance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, O people of Iman, fasting has been decreed compulsory for you. The importance of fasting is abundantly established by numerous narrations of the Quran and Hadith. It is clear from the narrations of the Quran and Hadith that for attaining salvation, salah, zakat and hajj are not sufficient. It is essential to fast the farz fast of Ramadan. Fasting is distinguished from other acts of ibadah by its inconspicuous nature. Where the other acts of ibadah, salah, zakat, hajj are conspicuous, they are open in varying degrees. Fasting is totally concealed. Only Allah Ta'ala is aware if one is fasting or not. Only those who truly have the love or fear of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts will fast. Experience proves that weakness in love and fear for Allah Ta'ala could be remedied by engaging in such acts which produce muhabbat, love and azmat, respect, honor and awe. Fasting is greatly beneficial in this regard. The weakness in one's iman and love for Allah Ta'ala is strengthened by fasting. One in whose heart the love and fear of Allah Ta'ala becomes embedded will be strong and steadfast in the deen. The natural effect of fasting is to produce strength in one's deen. This effect is referred to in the following hadith, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all good deeds are for the one who renders them, but fasting, fasting is exclusively for me. Another hadith, where Allah ta'ala says, hadith al-Qudsi, that the one who fasts abstains from eating, drinking and sexual relations for my sake. Fasting being exclusively for the sake of Allah Ta'ala reflects the high degree of sincerity underlying the act of ibadat. The high degree of sincerity, coupled with abstention from evil and futility, produces glitter and strength in the iman of the fasting person. Great emphasis is therefore laid on fasting. This is very clear from the fact that Allah Ta'ala has described the act of man's fasting as being only for him. In one hadith, a sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to impose on him some deed of great significance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt fasting, for there is no greater act than it. Second time he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again he told him to fast. The third time, and then again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, adopt fasting, for there is no deed equal to it. The superiority of fasting is in relation to certain special characteristics of fasting, such as degree of sincerity, helping in strengthening weak iman, inculcating love and fear of Allah Ta'ala, and it's acting as a barrier against sin. These special benefits of fasting are attainable only if one fasts consciously and observes the respect and rights of fasting. When Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a shield and powerful fortress. Like fasting is a shield of protection against internal diseases, namely sins, it is also a protection against external sicknesses, that is physical illness. In the majority of cases, physical illness is the result of excessive eating. This is stopped by fasting. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person has zakat to pay, and the zakat of the body is fasting. Like wealth is purified by means of paying zakat, the body is purified by means of fasting. Zakat is the elimination of impurities from wealth, while fasting is the elimination of impurities from the body. And the role of fasting, as indicated already, operates in both the physical and spiritual spheres of man's life. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep fasting, you will remain healthy. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fasting person experiences two occasions of delight, at the time of iftar and at the time when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, an additional ibadah, namely Taraweeh Salah, has also been decreed. The performance of Taraweeh is sunnat mu'akkada, which is an act, the performance of which is obligatory, although it may be omitted for a valid shari'i reason. One who is neglectful of sunnat mu'akkada is guilty of sin, and is termed in the sharia as a fasiq. Taraweeh reduces sleep to some extent. Sleep is an act highly pleasing and loved by the nafs. Hence, by means of Taraweeh Salah, one strives against the nafs, and in doing so, the nafs is disciplined. This ibadat of Taraweeh is an act which is greatly efficient in the spiritual training of the nafs. During the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has united two great and highly efficacious spiritual exercises in the form of fasting and Taraweeh Salah. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has ordered fasting in Ramadan compulsory, and I have decreed by the command of Allah wakefulness at night, that is Taraweeh as sunnat. Whoever in the state of Iman and the belief of Thawab fasts in Ramadan and stays awake at night in Taraweeh, emerges from sin, purified as the day when his mother gave birth to him. When Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting and the Quran will intercede on behalf of the one on the day of Qiyamah. The fast will proclaim, O Allah, I prevented him from eating and carnal desires. Therefore, for my sake, accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran will proclaim, I prevented him from sleep. Therefore, accept my intercession on his behalf. The intercession of both will be accepted. One final hadith. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu narrates that during the last day, Jumu'ah, in the month of Shaban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited a khutbah in which he said, O people, an auspicious month has dawned over you. In that month is a night which is superior to 1,000 months. Allah has made compulsory fasting in this month and has decreed wakefulness at night, sunnah. A nafal act rendered in this month for attaining proximity to Allah Ta'ala is equal to a farz act rendered in other months. A farz act rendered in this month is equal to 70 farz acts of other months. Whoever gives to a fasting person something for iftar, his sins will be forgiven, and he will be saved from Jahannam. He obtains as much thawab as the fasting person, while the thawab of the fasting person, of the person who gave, is not reduced in any way. The people ask, O Nabi of Allah, all of us do not have the means to give something for the iftar of another. They were under the impression that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to a full meal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the thawab is given for the man who gives another a date, a drink of water, or milk for iftar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to fit to understand, to practice.